The holidays, of course, are a time for families to come together and appreciate what they have. Not everyone is so lucky, though. For one family we reached out to in Tanzania, this is going to be an especially tough Christmas season. The World's Halima Gikandi has a story.
Every Christmas, Edwin Magoti's family comes together at their ancestral home in Bunda, Tanzania. It's a long trek for Edwin, who lives hours away in the country's largest city of Dar es Salaam. But it's a family tradition. Edwin's parents are expecting him, and his siblings will be there.
The Christmas day, we normally go to church on the morning hours up to 12 noon, and then we have a family gathering at home.
Like families around the world, the Magotis have a large dinner on Christmas Day.
We eat together, we drink together, we enjoy together as a family.
The day after Christmas, the Magotis have a family meeting where they talk about how the year went and what they're looking forward to. But this year, one person will be absent from the meeting. It's Edwin's younger brother, Tito Magoti. Tito is a well-known human rights activist in Tanzania who disappeared on Friday. He went shopping and suddenly, according to witnesses, five men pulled Tito into a car. And he was gone. When Edwin heard the news, he immediately called his brother's employer, Anna Henga. Henga is with the Legal and Human Rights Center in Tanzania. She says at first, she thought Tito must have been abducted.
So we thought it is an abduction. We made a lot of noises to bring Tito back. There was big campaigns on Twitter and social media. Free Tito, free Tito, free Tito. Bring back Tito.
News of Tito's disappearance spread on social media. Hours later, the police in Dar es Salaam released a message.
Tito Magoti, hakutekwa.
A police commander said Tito was not abducted. He was arrested. But Anna Henga, Tito's boss, says the police commander was not clear about why he was being held.
He didn't mention the offenses. He didn't mention where they were interrogating him.
Henga and the Magoti family were confused. They visited every police station in the city, but Tito was nowhere to be found. On Monday, a group of human rights organizations filed a lawsuit. They demanded that the police either release Tito or charge him. According to Henga, police had broken Tanzanian law by holding Tito for more than 90 hours without charging him. This morning, police finally did charge Tito, along with one of his colleagues, with money laundering and organized crime. Edwin, the brother, says the charges are ridiculous. But human rights activist Anna Henga says they're part of a larger pattern that the government uses against critics.
People getting arrested, they disappear, you don't see them. Or if you make noises, then the police would come and say, we have them. And then thereafter, they are charged with very difficult offenses, like criminal, organized, or economic crimes.
Economic crimes are difficult to fight in Tanzania. They can take years in the courts. In July, something similar happened to a prominent investigative journalist. Eric Hapendera disappeared from his home, and it was later learned that he had been taken by plainclothes police officers. He was charged with financial crimes. And just last week, his court case was postponed for the 10th time. That means Eric Hapendera, like Tito Magoti, will be in prison for the holidays. Oria Mnyeko is with Human Rights Watch. He says the abductions and arrests are bad news for Tanzania.
The very dramatic slide in terms of the respect for basic human rights and respect for issues such as freedom of expression and freedom of the media and civil society in the past 5 or so years since President Magufuli came into power.
President John Magufuli was elected in 2015, and Tanzania's government has since cracked down on free expression. The international community has taken notice by calling out Magufuli's government on human rights violations. Edwin says he never thought his brother Tito could go to jail for educating Tanzanians about their rights. He says Christmas is going to be a tough time this year for his family and others.
It won't be the same because Tito will be missing and some of us will be missing. So there's no way it's going to be the same.
For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.